At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. As soon as Jesus heard the news, he left in a boat to a remote area to be alone. But the crowds heard where he was headed and followed on foot from many towns. Jesus saw the huge crowd as he stepped from the boat, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. The background to this story is the gruesome murder of John the Baptist. Herod Antipas was the ruler of Galilee at the time. He's not to be confused with his father Herod the Great, who was the king at the time of Jesus' birth. Herod Antipas had married his half-brother's wife, and John the Baptist had bravely spoken out against the marriage. This had greatly angered Herod Antipas, but he was fearful of taking any action against John because everyone spoke so well of him. One day, Herod's daughter had a birthday party at which he danced so beautifully that he promised, unwisely, to give her whatever she asked for. Herod's new wife knew exactly what she wanted and prompted Herodias to ask for the head of John the Baptist on a tray. Herod was a man of his word, and that's what she got. It's a gory story, and Jesus was clearly shocked and saddened by the appalling news of his cousin's death. It's not surprising that his response was to get away from the area on a boat to a remote place so that he could be alone. Sadly, Jesus' plan didn't work out. Far from allowing him space to cope with his bereavement, the people followed Jesus to the other side of the lake, and there he was met by a huge crowd. He could have pleaded with the people to give him some space. It was only reasonable that he should have some time to himself, but no. When Jesus saw the people, he had compassion on them and responded to their needs. Jesus came to be a servant, and in this moment when he desperately needed to be served, he insisted on serving the people. As we live for God, it's important for us to make sure that we're walking in Jesus' footsteps of service. Like Jesus, there are times when we desperately need a rest, but we have to remember that first of all, we're servants. So let me ask you a question. What do you learn from Jesus' example in this story? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the privilege of serving you. Help us to be ready to serve you at any time, even when it's not convenient. Amen. Thanks for joining me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. Hope you have a great day today.
BMS World Mission. Hands on hope. In Jesus' name. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.